Okay, let's learn. We're going to learn today to discuss the letter Tess. Now, in the Haggadah, in the Piyut, let's start with this idea. In the Piyut of the Haggadah, on Echad Miyodea, what does the number Tess signify? What does it represent? It's the most bizarre of all of the letters. Tisha Yarche Leida. I don't have a good answer. I don't have a good mahalach. Tisha Yarche Leida. Why? All the mafashim they come that doesn't fit into the seder of all the letters of the Aleph, because every single item in that list describes something relating to Klal Yisrael. One is Hashem. Shnei Luchos Habris, the Shlosha Avos, the Gimli Mohos, Chamishichum Shei Torah, the Shichas Sidrei Mishnah, seven. What does it say? I remember, seven is Shabbos, seven days of the week, Ches Shmoni Mei Leida, Tes Tisha Yarchi Leida. What does pregnancy have to do with Yadus, with Davish Abikadusha? This is something which the whole world, this is something which everyone in the world has gone through. Tisha Yarchi Leida. Okay, but it's not a religious. It's 8 days is a religious.
Without Tess, you have nothing.
You have nothing else. You have nothing else.
You can't get a mila without pregnancy.
No one's going to have nobody.
Right. What do you mean you have nobody? But so what? Yeah.
Right.
But so what? What does that have to do with Yadus? With
nobody around.
But if there's no bays, there's no shtei lucha.
You're saying if you don't have birth, you don't have anything else.
But it's something that relates to the entire world. It's not a religious thing. Tisha Yarchi Leida.
It's not a Judaism.
The question, I never heard a good answer. I mean, I heard answers. I'm not going to go spend time telling you the answer that I heard. But it's the question is a really tough question. What does Tisha Yarchi Leida have to do with Pesach, Kedusha? It's a universal concept that Leida is 9 months. Okay, we're using that as a springboard. I want to use that as a springboard to discuss something which is very interesting. The number 9 is extremely prominent for Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, it's called Yom Teruah, a day when we blow the shofar. Teruah. When you blow the shofar, what's the ikar? What do we call a teruah? The short sounds. How many short sounds do you blow when you blow a teruah?
Nine.
At least nine. Right? You can't count. Everyone does more because it's very hard to calculate how many. So just keep on going until you're sure you've done more than nine. But besides the number 9, everything that we blow is in sets of 9. Tekiah, Shvarim, Tekiah. Tekiah, Shvarim, Tekiah. Tekiah, Shvarim, Tekiah. Then you do everything in sets of 9. You do, or you do the sets, Tekiah, Shvarim, Shvarim, Teruah, Tekiah. Tekiah, Shvarim, Tekiah, Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah. Everything is done in sets of 9. That's a fascinating thing. The Teruah itself is 9. And all of the blowings that are done are always done in sets of 9. So you see, the number 9 is very much associated with the blowing of the shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Furthermore, how many brachas do we recite every day in Shemona Esrei? Even though it's called the Shemona Esrei, 19, okay, 18. How many brachas do we recite on Shabbos? 7. Because we have the 3 starting brachas, Avos, Tchias Hameis, and Kedusha, the 3 end brachas of Avodah, Hoidah, and Sim Shalom, Shalom. And then on Shabbos, we have one in the middle, the Kedushas Hayom, for a grand total of 7. But on Rosh Hashanah, in the Musaf, we have 9. Malchiyos, Zichroinos, and Shofars. The Ikar Tfilah of Rosh Hashanah is the Musaf. And the Musaf is exactly 9 brachos. So again, another in, we see another idea. The number 9 is very prominent on the Yom Tif of Rosh Hashanah. Everything about the Shofar is 9, and everything about the tefillah is 9. Furthermore, what do we focus very much on Rosh Hashanah, at least on the first day, about 3 women who became pregnant on Rosh Hashanah. They were answered: Sarah, Rachel, and Chana. The haftar is Chana. We learn the haftar of Hashem pokal esovak Hashemar that Tahar Vatil, she became pregnant. The whole a good chunk of Rosh Hashanah is the mispalel for heroyon, for pregnancy. What is pregnancy? Tisha Yarchei Leida. It's fascinating that the Haftorah and the Kriyas HaTorah focuses on pregnancy Tisha Yachileda. Now, one other very interesting thing. This is an interesting idea. When you blow the shofar, what sound are you producing? Think about it. What sound is that? What's the sound? What's the letter? If I ask, tell me all the letters of the alphabet.
Tess.
The letter Tess. Would you tell me it's the letter Tough? I wouldn't know, but the fact that the Gemara describes the sound of the shofar, the Gemara is called a tut. And how is the Gemara, how is it spelled in the Gemara? A tess.
Yeah,
tut. Tess. Tut.
Tut.
So it's a fascinating idea that on Rosh Hashanah, this prayer, this sound that you is the ultimate prayer. Think about it. Your person is in a matziv where he can't even say the words, and the best he can do is express a feeling from the heart that comes out of the heart through the shofar. And what are you presenting Hashem on Rosh Hashanah at this most intense moment of tefillah? The letter Tess. So you see that Rosh Hashanah has everything to do with the letter Tess. Okay, furthermore, they want to say that these three women. I don't. I'm just throwing this out. I have no idea what this means. I just saw this in the Sefer, the Sacred Letters. What was the name of the Mechaber? I forgot the name of the Mechaber. One of the Lubavitch Sefer that I prepare from. I don't know what this means. He says that the three letters, that there are also the three women that prayed for pregnancy, who are Sarah, Rachel, and Hannah, each one has three letters in their name. So it's a total of nine letters. All right, I don't know if that's any significant. Then he goes on that he has a very complex Kabbalistic development. I'm just throwing this out. You should be aware of it. I don't know. I have no idea what it means. I don't understand what he's talking about. But he says that Sarah is Sin, the first letter of Sarah. Rachel is Resh, and Chan is Ches. Those three letters, Sin, Resh, Ches, spell Serach. Who was Serach? The daughter of Osher. Bas Osher. And she was the one that told Yaakov Avinu that Yosef is alive. Od Yosef Chai, Vatahi Ruach Yaakov Avihem. Serach is Bas Osher. Osher means happiness. She represents the ultimate of happiness. When a woman becomes pregnant and is in the process of bringing into this world a child, it's Bas Osher. It is the climax, the apex of simcha and joy in this world. Okay, that's an idea, but I just want to point out that Rosh Hashanah, everything about Rosh Hashanah relates to the letter number, the letter Tess, nine tefillos, the tekiyos, even the sound of the tekiyah, and the women who were praying for Herayon, which is the Tisha Yarchei Leida. Okay, let's go to another idea. The word Tess, it says in the Sfar, look in the letter Tess, it represents a kli. It is the ultimate receptacle. Because from all the letters of the Aleph base, it is the only utensil, only letter which has the shape of containment. The Mem and the Samach are not receptacles because there's no way in and there's no way out. If you can't get inside, what's it worth to have to buy a utensil when you can't open it? The letter Tess is a utensil which just has a little narrow opening. It contains what's inside with great security, but you can take things and you can take things out. It's completely closed with the exception of the teeny little opening. That's why the letter Tess always used in reference, it's always the pronounced part of the syllable in every type of object which is used for containment. A teni, a tele, Tomon, Hatmona, that Titmoein, that Rachav, she hid them, Tomun to be concealed. Hatene biyodecha, Tene is the basket. The letter Tess, it represents this idea of containment. The Gemara in Masechta Bava Kama says, a person sees the letter Tess, Bachaloim, Simen Yofehulo. Famous Gemara. If you're dreaming, and in your dream you see the letter Tess, it is a Simen Yofehulo. Why? Because the letter Tess represents the concept of Tov. In fact, the Gemara says that the first, the Gemara asks the question, why is it the letter test is a good sinin? Because it's the first time the letter test appears in the Torah, is Vayar Elokim as Ki Tov, Ha'or Ki Tov. And from that we learn that every time something appears in the Torah for the very first time, that's the essence of that letter and that concept. So being that the first time the letter test appears in the Torah is in the beginning of the word Tov, that tells us the letter test is Tov, it's good, and if you see a letter test in your dreams, it's Minash Shamayim, they're trying to tell you things are going to be good. Now, based upon this, this is very interesting. The Gemara says that why is letter test good? Is it because it says a pasuk? But there's another pasuk that also has the letter test, and it means utter destruction in Yeshaya, v'tetesia b'matate hashmet. It's referring to Bavel, the Nebuchadnezzar. I will sweep them away with a broom of destruction. It represents this expression in the Yeshaya, v'tetesia b'matate hashmet, represents the concept of complete, utter destruction. Take a broom and sweep them away with a broom of hashmet. It's an incredible pasuk. In fact, the Gemara says that the Talmidim of Rabbeinu HaKadosh did not even know what the pasuk meant. They couldn't even imagine the concept of such utter churban until they figured they heard the maidservant of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, she was talking, and in the process of her conversation, she told the boys, go get me a broom so we can sweep up the garbage here. So they heard her use this expression, they figured out that what it means, Hashem will take a broom and sweep away the Rishayim with a sweep of destruction. Now in that pasuk, the word tes appears four times. Or at least in the word v'tetesi in the first word two times. So the Gemara asks the question, if you tell me the letter test means because we have a pasuk that use that letter or use that syllable, so why don't we use the word v'tetesia? It's a bad sign for a person when he sees the letter test in his dream. So the Gemara says no, in that pasuk there is a double test. We're referring to a single test. A single test is tov, the first tov in the Torah. A double test, what?
Double test.
Right, a double test.
Tov
what
is a double test?
What is a double test?
And it's tes, and then vav base is 9. So you have 2 9s.
Vav base 7. 7.
Vav is 8.
Vav and 2.
Vav 8.
Base is 8.
Oh. Okay.
Don't worry, it's okay. I get more confused.
Sorry.
No, don't worry. I get more confused. I get more confused than you. Do not worry. Do not be embarrassed. You're in a, I can't say good company, but you are in company. What?
One
is not a problem. One is never a problem.
I get you in the city.
I needed that for another dentist.
The gematria of Shabbos is kugel. But it's not. Eat a little more. It'll be mashlim the kugel. Okay, but the point over here is that the letter, so the more it's a question, when you have a double test, it's a sign of, that's a double test. And so in fact, from this comes the minhag. It's a very bizarre thing I've seen, is that when there's a double test, it was used in ancient times as a symbol of churban, of destruction. And in fact, it was a custom, go back to ancient times, when a shaliach, a messenger, would send CIA sends you on a mission, sends someone on a mission. This is a secret envelope, top secret. You're just a messenger. Don't you dare open up what it says inside the envelope. Right? So the shaliach, he brings the envelope to the mishaleach, brings it to this destination. And the person opens up the letter, and it says in the letter, kill the messenger. Because he brought the envelope. Who knows? He'll go back, he'll tell someone. Even the fact that he knows that he brought the envelope is a sakana. This is very common. In ancient times, very common. In fact, Rabbeinu HaKadosh used to learn with Antoninus. And Antoninus would have someone escort him, and they would kill the messenger. Every time they went through the secret tunnel, the messenger would be killed. People were like, they were disposable. In ancient times, people were disposable. That's how it was. And what was the simon? The simon was Tita. I don't know what this means. The Ramban writes this. It was customary when you would send a message, and if the messenger had to be killed, so the recipient of the message, if in the document, we opened up the document, it said, Tes Yud Tes Aleph, which basically means a double Tes. It means it was a sign, kill the messenger. Why? It comes from this Gemara. Because this Gemara says, Vitete Sia Bimatate Hashmet. A double Tes means destruction. A single Tes is Tov. But a double Tes is Chorban. And in ancient times, it became the symbol, a double Tes. What does that say? How do you say death in Yiddish? Tot?
Tot.
How do you spell that? With a Tes or a Tov?
Yes, Tes.
No, there's no
tes.
Double
tes. Yes.
Two
teses. Ah, toit. Not a tough.
No, a tough does not exist okay. In Yiddish except when it's written in the Hebrew word.
So you see such a thing even in Yiddish. Now, Yiddish is not Yiddish and Kodesh. We have that whole debate where it comes from Yiddish, but you see such a thing, tot, a double. What is the expression tot? Death. Where does it come from?
German.
And where does German come from? Everything eventually comes all the way back to Lashon Kodesh, the shorish of all languages. Vitete sia b'matate hashmed. And the Gemara says this expression represents the ultimate Chorban. So you see even in German...
Which expression?
This pasuk in Yeshai. So you see, even in German, there must be. You can't say it's a coincidence that tot, double tes, from the Gemara. The Gemara says that a double tes means death, and in German, it means. I'll tell you a joke. Derech Agav. Someone was in the yeshiva, and he told the Rosh Yeshiva that he wants to leave and go learn in Eretz Yisrael. So the yeshiva says, "No, you can't leave. You're not ready to go yet. You stay here another year, and then you'll go." So now I want to go. No, you can't go. So why do you want to go? He says, the yeshiva is tight. The yeshiva is tight. So the Rosh Yeshiva, this Rosh Yeshiva, got so angry. He exploded. He turned red. Steam came out of his ears. And he says, yeshiva is tight? No, get up and say Kaddish to Rabbanan.
Well, they used to say about the Breslov of Hasidim.
Yeah.
It was a Toita Hasidim. They had no Nigun.
Right. Yeah.
They called them the Toita.
Double test is, a double test is death, a single test is, Toiv is life. Now, this is a beautiful idea. If you only came for this today, it's Kedai. I'm going to tell you now. Very short, sweet. Why is the letter test represent life? It's Chaim. Why is it life? If double test is death, utter destruction and a single test, why? This is beautiful because you always can identify, you always can understand the person based upon who are his friends. There must be some expression in English. You can learn who does he hang out with. You want to know about a person. A shidduch, what kind of guy is he? Who does he hang out with? Who are his friends? You get a taste of who his friends are. Who are the friends of the letter Tes? Who does the letter Tes hang out with? Ches and Yud. What? Chai. What? Chai. The letter Tes represents life. Double Tes, death. But why is the letter Tes Chai? Look at his chaverim. It's chaver machai, life. So that's, I think, a very beautiful idea to understand what is Tes all about. Okay. Now, by the way, Tes, a double, it's always very important to focus the letter. Toit means double Tes, but in the word, what is a double Tes? Tit. Tit. Like you have certain words, like you have gag. Only not every word is a word. If you want to intensify the letter, the word, to understand, to get a better appreciation of the word, gag. You have dad, an udder, or you have a choch. Yes, a choch. Two ches. Choch is a chain around the neck of an animal. Zoz means to move. Vav is a hook. So what is the letter? What is the letter? Test. Double test. Tit. Tit means clay. Clay, so there's also obviously something to that. Now, the letter Tes also represents in Chazal the concept of emes, of truth. It is a symbol, if you want to write that something is emes, the letter Tes represents the concept of truth. Why? Because the word emes, the mispar katan of emes is 9. What is emes? Aleph is 1, mem is 40. The mispar katan is when you drop zeros. So what is mem is 40? Drop 40, 40, drop the 0, 4. What is tav? Tav is 400. Drop the zeros. 4 plus 4 plus 1 equals 9. So tes always in Chazal represents the concept of the chasima of Hashem. Hashem's chasima is emes. And the Mepharshim go a little bit further with this idea by taking note that it's the only letter, the letter tes, no matter how many times you multiply it, always maintains its essence. For example, what is 9 times 2? 18. What's 1 plus 8? 9. 9 times 3? 27. 7 plus 2 is 9. 45. 9. Go up every single number.
Find errors in accounting.
Every time you multiply the number 9, no matter what you multiply it by, it's the two numbers always add up to the number 9. It represents its emes. The number 9 is emes. It never loses its identity. No matter what you do to the letter, it's always going to be there. Okay. Now also the number tes is also very important, is 17. You always know the number 17 is a lucky number in Judaism. Number 17, never heard that? 17 is a big number, tov. Because tov, Vayar Elokim es Arki Tov, Tov is 17. Now we have a famous Chazal. Rabbi Chazal said that why is the, there were two Amoraim talking, they said to each other, why is it that the letter tes does not appear in the Luchos Rishonos? In the Luchos Rishonos, the Mitzvah Kibud Av V'Em, you shall be mechabed Kibud Av V'Em, you honor your parents. L'man Yarichun Yamecha. But in the Luchos Rishonos, there is no letter tes. It does not say the word L'man Yitav Loch. Only in the Luchos Shniois, in the second Luchos, is there a letter tes L'man Yitav. It's famous Gemara. So what's the answer? The Gemara says, because Hashem knew that the Luchos Rishonos would be shattered. And Chas V'Sholem Poska Toiva Mishol. Since Hashem saw the future, that He would shatter the Luchos, and the letter Tes would be, when the Luchos are shattered, the letters are going to be destroyed. And in destroying the letters, you're going to destroy the letter Tes. Hashem did not want to lose, that we should suffer a loss of Toiv. Chas V'Sholem Poska Toiva Mishol. So therefore, Hashem did not write the letter Tes in the Luchos Rishonos. He only wrote the letter Tes in the Luchos Shenios. Now, the Mepharshim, they pointed out, and part of that discussion, the other rabbi said, before you ask me the question, I don't even know what it says in the pasuk. I'm not even aware if it does say letter tes, does not say letter tes. Maybe it does say the letter tes in the Luchos Rishonos. So the question is, how could he not have known this? How could a Talmud Chacham not know the difference between Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shnios? So the Baal HaTurim has another interpretation, the more very interesting interpretation, just to keep this in mind, is that how many more words are there in the Luchos Shnios over the Luchos Rishonos? There is a discrepancy in the number of words between the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shnios. The Luchos Shnios have 17 more words than the Luchos Rishonos. They're longer. 17 more words. So the Baal HaTurim wants to suggest that when this rabbi asked the other man, one of the rabbis asked the other rabbi, why is it in the Luchos Shnios, Luchos Rishonos, it does not say Toiv, he doesn't mean why there's a letter tes missing. Why does it not say Leman Yitav Loch? What he meant to say is, why is it that the Luchos Shnios have 17 more words than the Luchos Rishonos? That is not something which every average person knows, the calculation of the number of words there are in the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shnios. And Hashem, the answer is because since 17, the number 17 is the gematria of Tov, Hashem knew that the Luchos Rishonos would be shattered. Hashem did not want His Klal Yisrael to lose the Tov, the good number of words that would be lost. And therefore Hashem purposely shortened the Luchos Rishonos, 17 words, and only added those 17 additional words in the Luchos Shnios, which would endure forever. Okay, the idea of a test also represents humility, because the test is bent. It has to be bent. The halach, when you write a Sefer Torah, you learn Ksivus Oisios, the test has to be bent all the way in, deeply bent, and represents Me'oid Me'oid Havei Shval Ruach. Now in Tanakh, there are unusual letters. Sometimes we have unusual letters. Where do we have a large letter tes? which is discussed very briefly by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not part of our tradition, but in last week's parsha, Parsha Shemos, Vayar Osvayar Oso, Basya Basparo, she went out Lichot Salayar, Vatera, and she saw a Nar Boicha, Vatera Oso Kitov Nero, not by Basya, when he was born. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, when Yocheved gave birth to Moshe, Vatera Oso Kitov Hu, that this child is Tov. What does it mean? So Rashi has two perushim. Nismale kol abayis oyu. The whole house was filled, illuminated with the light of Moshe Rabbeinu. Another interpretation was he was born in Mohol. He was born with the circumcision. So the letter tes in that word ki tovhu is large. It's one of the osios mishunos. It's a very large letter. So mafarshim, why is it a very large letter? So there are different interests. So first of all, by the way, in our tradition, it's not. If you take out a Sefer Torah, you're going to see that it's not. We don't do a lot of these things, but it's brought down that traditionally we used to have a large test. So one of the simple reasons why there's a large test is because we know, according to Rashi, that Moshe was born premature. He was born only after 6 months. And that's why his mother and his father were able to hide him for 3 months. But even though he was a preemie, he had a large test, meaning that he was fully developed. It wasn't that he was a preemie. He didn't need to be an incubator. He didn't need any of this artificial stuff to keep him going for another 3 months. He was gesund. He was as if he was born full term. That's why we have a large letter test. Or someone has said, alludes to when it comes to or, Vayar Elokim Esor Kitov. So what does it say in Rashi? Why was he called Kitov? Because in the Smale Kolabayis Oira. Because this Oira of Moshe Rabbeinu refers to the Oira that Hashem said, Vayar Elokim Kitov. We're making that connection. And to indicate that we're making that connection of the Tov of Moshe to the Tov of the Or, we have a very large test to point us in that direction. Okay, that's very important. And where else we have a large test in Tanakh? We have a large test in Tov Shem Mishemen Tov. The Tov of Shem is very large. That because to indicate that the ultimate thing a person can aspire for, the ultimate Tov in this world, is a Shem Tov. The Keser Shem Tov Oyle Al Gabeyem. That is the ultimate Tov. Anything good you have in this world, it's only temporary. There's nothing that's guaranteed, nothing that lasts forever. But if a person is coin in this world a Shem Tov, he leaves this world a Shem Tov. Miyoyim Hamavis, Miyoyim Yivol, the passage concludes, Miyoyim Yivol, the person is able on the day of death to leave this world a Shem Tov, he got it. He has achieved, he has gained in this world Tov, with a groisa tes, because that type of good is the ultimate good. That's one of many perushim. There are many mahalchim. I just want to point out, we should be aware, when a letter test, there's a big test, ki tovu, and there's a big test, vayalukim, of toiv shem mishem en tov. Now, where do we have it?
So, ki tovu, even though he was born in 6 months, with the 9 months, he was 9 months.
Right, that's what we said that. That was the first thing I said. Tisha Yachaleda, he was full term. It was as if he was full term, and that's one of the reasons why there's a large tef. What? Two opinions, right. There are two opinions.
Physically,
one opinion was, no, we learned on Friday. On Friday, was the one opinion that he was mamish was 9 months in Echnami, because his mother was already pregnant 3 months before she remarried. That's one opinion. But let's work with the other opinion, that he was premature. Even though he was premature, but he developed to the degree in those 6 months as if he was 9 months. And that's the reason number one why there was a large test. Okay, so these are two different large tests. Toiv Shem Yishem and Toiv, and the test of Kitofu. Now there are small tests. I don't know them all. There's some of Pesachim Eiv. I don't remember them all. But the most popular small test that's discussed by great level with all the Mefarshim is Tovu Shoreha in Eicha. That the gates sank into when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Tovu Shoreha. Its gates, the gates of Yerushalayim, the walls sunk into the ground. That test is a small letter test. I don't really have a good interpretation why there's a small letter test. Maybe Tisha B'Av, the Chorban, I don't know. But we should just keep in mind that there's a small letter test in Tavu Sharecha in Sefer Eicha. It alludes to very big things. Now it goes without saying the letter test is Tisha B'Av. I once told you a very nice drush that there's a great discussion, why is Chanukah only 8 days? Chanukah should really be 9 days, Sfeika Diyoma. Just like we have Sfeikah the Yom a 9 day, we have 8 days of Chanukah, there should be a 9th day of Chanukah. So that was one answer. Really, the one is really Chanukah is 7 days. And the 8th day is the Sfeikah the Yom. But that's what there are many answers. There are like 100 answers. But the question is, if Chanukah is 8 days, Chanukah was a miracle that happened in Eretz Yisrael during the Bayis Sheni, and we commemorate in Chutz Eretz, which commemorated for 9 days, just like we commemorate all other miracles in Chutz Eretz for 9 days. So there are 100 answers. But one answer given, a very beautiful answer, is the 9th day of, the 9th day of the test day of Chanukah, the 9th day is Tisha B'Av. According to Beis Shammai, how many Neros do you light the first day of Chanukah? 8. Poichai Svahilich. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. 9th day of Chanukah. How many do you light? 0. When is the 9th day of Chanukah commemorated? Tisha B'Av. On the 9th day of Av. Tisha B'Av. The 9th of the Aleph base. Tisha B'Av. The 9th day. How many candles do you light in Chanukah? 0. Because in Chanukah, the Ner went out. On Tisha B'Av, the menorah was extinguished. The Chorban occurred. And when the Chorban happened, the Ner of the menorah went out. It was Josh. You have to go into, not for now, this was Chanukah Torah. But the 9th day of Av is the 9th day of Chanukah. In a certain respect, there's a lot of similarities. There's a lot of Jush, but now that we discuss another test, I think just something to keep in mind. Okay, we're almost finished. Let me make sure I got everything over here. Okay. Now this is a small little idea. I found it to be interesting. Is that we know there are Ramach Evarov. There are 248 limbs. A human being has 248 limbs. It's a lot of Kabbalah. This Sefer that I have, he goes to town with pregnancy and how the limbs form during the pregnancy to get 248. Very deep stuff. But on a very, very simple level, there are 248 limbs. And in Kriyat Shema, how many words are there? In Kriyat Shema, there are 239 words. In the parshios that we're mechuyev to recite, V'yahavta, V'choya im Shemoa, and Vayomer, there are 200. We're short 8. No, we're short 9. We're short 9. We're short. You see, I told you. Don't feel bad. We're short nine. How do we make up the 9? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad 6, and at the end we repeat. The Shas repeats Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Kriya Shema is padded with 9 more words to be mashlim from 239 to 248 to make it fit. So what's the significance? I leave that to you. I have no idea. Okay. Let me just see if I got everything. The other place where there's a small test, I found it here on my piece of paper, is that in Eiv, Yosar me'olai shivto, when Eiv described his suffering, he begged Hashem that Hashem should take away the rod. Hashem is smiting Eiv with the Yisurim. Yosar me'olai shivto. The test of shivto is small. So the Midrashim, they ask, why is the word the test small? They want to explain that no one suffered as much as Eiv. Eiv, he suffered. How does that relate to the letter test, shivto? That's why I don't tell you a lot of these things, because I don't understand what they mean. I have no clue. For everything I tell you, I'm not telling you at least 10 other things. Not because I wouldn't tell it to you. It's because I have no clue. I have no clue what they mean.
Maybe too much Tov can lead to bed.
Yeah, the Gemara says, that's right, Shamanta Vayishmon Yishudun Vayishmon Vayivat. It's right, the Gemara says, Moshe V'dizahav, you mashvi upon Klal Yisrael so much gold. What do you expect? You go, you take a child, and you put a child in front of a place of sin where you can't expect that he's going to be a tzaddik. Things are going to happen. So, Nechlami, you do have that idea. So let me just make sure that I got everything. Okay, yeah, one last thing to conclude with. This is just a beautiful medrash.
I like
Okay, two more very short things. One thing is that the mizvah, I don't know what this means either. I leave this for your imagination. You can think about this every single day.
Creative thinking.
In the mizmar, Yamcha Hashem b'yom tzar. We say this lamatzeach. We say this every day in between Ashrei and Uvalutzion. There is, every in that mizmar, there are exactly, I think, 70 words, if I'm not mistaken, it corresponds to, oh, now I get it. No, I think now I understand the connection. There are exactly 70 words in that mizmar, and there's a chazal. I don't know what this, we have to ask a doctor what this means. Supposedly, a woman has 70 birth pangs when she gives birth. Is that, you ever hear such a thing? You have children? Yes, your wives? And supposedly, there's a chazal that says, chevle leida, when a woman gives birth, she goes through 70, what's it called?
Contractions.
There are 70 contractions that lead, on average, that lead to the birth of a child. And Yan Hashem Yom Tzara is a mizma that was composed for the different reasons why it was composed for, but it also alludes to childbirth. And Yom Tzara is Sakonis and Fashis childbirth. We all know that. Today, Baruch Hashem, modern technology, they do miracles. But ancient times, it was Mamish Bikuch Nefesh. Yan Hashem Yom Tzara, 70 words. Everything should go okay. In the entire mizmar, every single letter of the Aleph Beis appears. So, except letter Tess. So why? I don't know why. I don't have an answer for you. But it's also interesting to take note. Tess represents Tisha, the mizmar, right? Tisha Yarche Leida, and now, what is this woman mispal for? To get the Tisha Yachalei have come to an end. Maybe that's what it means. The test is over. And now the test is over, the Tisha Yachalei is over. She's entering into Leida, into birth. She's going through 70 contractions, 70 words, and she's being mispalal that Hashem should the transition should go healthy, should go well. Last thing is just a Maimon Chazal. You probably all know this, a beautiful Chazal. I'll tell you Hagdama before the Chazal. Kol oichel dog b'dog, kol oichel dog b'dog yiskeh l'dog. Something like that. Whoever eats dog b'dog will be zoicha to the dog. Whoever eats fish b'yoim dog on Shabbos, right, will be zoicha to Mashiach to eat from the dog of Leviathan. A little riddle. Oichel dog b'dog. So you have something, this is a Gemara, this is better than that. This is a Gemara in Masechta Menachos. Yavoi toiv, v'yikabel toiv, mi toiv l'toivim. May the toiv come, be makabel the toiv, from the toiv, for the toivim. Yavoi toiv ze Moshe Rabbeinu, v'tere oisai ki toivu. May the toiv Moshe be makabel the toiv, zo toira. Kilekach toiv nosati lochem. Maybe makabel the toiv should come in makabel from the toiv Hashem. Toiv Hashem lakol. Farachal lakol masaf. Hashem is the toiv. May makabel the Torah, because may the toiv come, Moshe. May makabel the Torah from the toiv for the toivim. Who are the toivim? Klal Yisrael. Heitiva Hashem sapasik. Heitiva Hashem la toivim. May Hashem do good for the toivim, for Klal Yisrael, who are the toivim. So it's a beautiful riddle. Yavai toiv, v'yikabel toiv, me toiv la toivim. May Moshe Rabbeinu come, be mekabel the Torah from Hashem for Klal Yisrael. The four toivs refer to the four different toivs in the pasuk. Okay, that concludes the letter toiv. Tess, have a yom tov.
What about Shabbat?